If you need to contact Narcotics Anonymous or are interested in our sponsorship Behind the Walls program, please contact ARSC Regional H&I, P.O. Box 1351, Phoenix, Arizona 85001. NA literature can be found on the tablets in the Adovo app by searching for Narcotics Anonymous. Narcotics Anonymous does not endorse and is not affiliated with the tablet manufacturer, the software, or the institution.
Good morning. My name is Linda. I'm an addict with Narcotics Anonymous. And today we're talking with Lauren and LP. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So this topic is going to be exploring your experience through the MAT process, medically assisted treatment, and what that means for your recovery and how you used it as a tool. So let's dive in. So let's see, what type of MAT do you have experience with? And we'll go with Lauren first.
So, excuse me, the type of MAT services I have experience with are both methadone and Suboxone.
LP?
So I have used methadone, I have used Suboxone, and I have used Vivitrol as well.
Cool. Now, how long had you been using when you started, when you decided to get clean, and what was that process for you? Lauren, why don't you take it first?
So I've been using probably since I was in high school, and then it progressed by the time I was 19, 20. What made me start going to meetings was actually I had an ex bring me to a meeting during active addiction, and it's planted like a little seed, like, oh, I know where to go if I want to get clean. And one day I was just sitting in my mom's house and I was like, what am I doing? I'm just doing the same thing over and over again and nothing is changing. And I was like, I think I'm going to check out a Narcotics Anonymous meeting. So I Googled NA meetings near me, and the rest is history. I just kept coming back.
Cool. LP?
For me, I used for a good 20 years. 10 of those years, I was trying to get clean. 10 of those years, I knew that I had a problem. I knew that it needed to be addressed. And, you know, trying to find the courage to summon up a full surrender took 10 years. My first NA meeting was in treatment.
Cool. And how long do you have clean right now, Lauren?
So I've been in recovery for like 7 years, but after I got off MAT services, I changed my clean date, due to a lot of different reasons, but, so I have a little over 2.5 years now.
Cool. LP?
I have been clean since March 1st, 2021.
Okay. So let's see. What's the most important thing you do to help you keep coming back or what even helped you keep coming back to NA?
So I think just the hope that I got from meetings kept me coming back. At first, I definitely looked at the differences because I wasn't looking at the disease of addiction itself. I was looking at what drugs somebody used, thinking that we were different in some way. But as I kept coming back, I realized that we all shared the obsession and compulsion of using. And it wasn't about the drug someone used, it was about the shared experience and the feelings that we had.
LP.
What helped me coming, keep coming back, is really simplistic for me. It was just feeling a part of, right? And just feeling a part of is something that I've been wanting my whole entire life. Just to have a community, or to have friends, or to have love, or to have people with compassion and good desires and no ill intentions for me, something I've been looking for my entire life. I've been looking for it in all the wrong places. Right, and I had let my addiction spiral into the stem of seeking validation from others and wanting to be a part of others, excuse me, wanting to be a part of what others were doing. And it just snowballed. It's a snowballed into years of manipulation and years of lying and years of doing whatever I could to gain acceptance from others. So once I went to my first NA meeting and I heard people share and I would laugh and I started to become involved in the community, there was no doubt in my mind that this is where I wanted to be, right? And that's like a lot easier said than done, because in order to stick around, there's a lot of work that's entailed with that. But I definitely knew from the beginning that I wanted to be there.
Cool. So, did you guys feel welcomed by other NA members in the beginning?
At first, I didn't. I didn't realize that it was such a controversy. And I had a few members that didn't agree with it. But I think the most important thing I did was I focused on the people that believed in me. And yeah, they were there for me, and they knew that I wanted to get clean and stay clean. And so focusing on the people that gave me hope and understanding, and not focusing on all the negative, because like for me, like I know that 10 people can say something really nice to me, and then the one person that says something negative, I'll like think about all day. But then I realized, like, what am I doing? Like, all these other people love me, so whatever about the people that don't agree, I'm gonna keep coming back.
I think that for me, when I first came to NA, I was oblivious to the whole, I was oblivious to all of the hype around mat services, all of the opinions. You know, everybody has something to say. I was totally oblivious of it. So I don't think I even mentioned it, because I just figured this is a medication. This was given to me from a doctor. You know, I didn't know what clean or not clean looked like. You know, I didn't know much about the literature. So I didn't say a whole lot in regards to like Suboxone or anything like that. I never actually went to meetings using methadone. I have gone to some meetings you know, using Suboxone in the very beginning, like fresh out of treatment and stuff like that. But this is also me starting a Suboxone journey is also, you know, close to 15 years ago. They didn't really it was used a lot differently back then. Like nowadays, there's a lot more long-term use of Suboxone being prescribed. Whereas like when it first came out, and I was in and out of detox and relapsing in and out of detox, and it was more of a tool to just help you to go through the withdrawal symptoms. If that makes sense. But I definitely felt welcome. You know, Midtown Nooners, Tucson, Arizona. Absolutely made me feel welcome, even when I didn't want to, right? When I didn't want a second hug from the same person. And I was like, what? You know, that they chased me out, you know, and just made sure that like I had a phone number and asked me if I'd be back the next day. So definitely good experience with that.
Cool. And what created the desire for you to transition off of mat services?
So for me, I just wanted to kind of see what my recovery looked like without it. It wasn't really about feeling any different than I do now, especially when it came to Suboxone. But I did get tired of like having to go and get it every day, and it started feeling like I was doing the same things over and over again. So I was like, let me try something different. So I talked with my sponsor and I meditated on it and like was like, okay, I'm gonna try something different. I'm gonna see what it's like without it. And it's been a positive spirit experience since then.
Love that. Love that. I think, well, each one of these different mat services available have a very, a different outlook. I think they all do something different to the body. They make us feel different. They're prescribed in different ways. And so there's a lot of variables and a lot of answers to a question for someone who's been on all of the mat services. Like I said, like I never went to meetings when I was on methadone. To be honest with you, my experience is that when I was on methadone, I just felt high. I felt high, and like that I didn't have to go find heroin or find fentanyl to get high. That's my experience, right? My experience with Suboxone, is that it helped me to detox, right? It wasn't until years later of being on and off Suboxone, in and out of treatment centers, that I even realized that people could get sick not using it, or that it could have like the reverse effect if you hadn't been using it for so long. Years of being in and out of prison and watching people in prison abuse it or get high off of it. So I have very little experience being on Suboxone long term, or trying to be involved with meetings or work steps or anything like that. Once it kind of ruined its allure to me, if you will, once I realized that it was something that you had to have. That was it. Like it ruined it for me. I was like, well, then what's the difference? And again, this is all just my experience. As soon as I seen it was something, why use people use the same term, like I have to get well, that phrase held such a negative connotation to me because I spent decades trying to get well or feel better or have to have something that I was completely turned off, with the use of Suboxone, people using it. And so for me, on this last one, they offered a Vivitrol shot, which I didn't know a whole lot about. From doing some research and talking to the nurses that were there, they made it sound like it wasn't like Suboxone, right? And then I wouldn't feel anything. I wouldn't have some kind of mind or mood altering state from it, and that I wouldn't feel anything if I didn't take it, because that was my major question, right? Like, if I take this thing, am I going to have to take it? I don't want that, right? I don't want that. To me, it just feels like a trap. Just feels like a complete trap, and I'm in the same cycle, regardless of what I'm using. If I have to have it, I didn't want to do that, So, I did take the Vivitrol shot when I was in treatment this time, and my experience with that is that it was exactly what they said it was. Right? Like I took the shot. I knew that I wasn't able to use for the next 30 days, which was like a giant relief for me, that if I wanted to make a bad decision, I had to plan it out 30 days in advance or 2 weeks in advance versus some spur of the moment decision that I just made and I wasn't thinking clearly. Like it kind of took that away from me, so it gave me some relief, and I wound up taking it for, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 months out of treatment, as kind of like a safeguard for me. I think that once I stopped taking it, it wasn't even a conscious decision. I had used it as a tool for me to know that I couldn't use for the next 30 days and the next 30 days. And when I got out of treatment, I went right back to the meetings, right back to my sponsor, right back to a green and gold book, right? And so somewhere throughout that process, I just forgot to take it. I missed my monthly appointment. And then I missed another one, and then I realized that I felt good enough that I could do this and that I didn't need to take it anymore. But at no time did I get sick or, feel some kind of looming feeling that I had to have it or anything like that. So, definitely super grateful for that during that period of my life.
Wonderful. Thank you for that, both of you. And so we're gonna step into your recovery today. We want to know, were you able to work steps on MAT, and then what did that look like transitioning, and what's your step work recovery look like today? What is living life on life's terms? What helps you today, Lauren?
So my experience with working steps while on mat services, I do have to say when I was on methadone, I did feel a little high, especially when I first took it in the morning. So I was a little foggy working the steps the first time, and then I actually went into treatment, a detox center, sorry, and got off methadone, and that's when I got on Suboxone. And honestly, it helped me get a feel for NA and what it was like. It gave me some experience with the steps, but once I got off mat services and started working the steps again, I was more honest. And not just with my sponsor, but with myself, which was really important. My life in recovery, what it's like for me now is, I am an adult. I take care of things, and I don't have as much learned helplessness, and I don't play the victim as much, which for me wasn't necessarily oh, woe is me. It was back to that learned helplessness, can you do this for me? And now I take responsibility for myself, and I'm proud of myself for that, and I live life on life's terms. Things happen, and I circle back to my support group, like my sponsor and my sponsor family, and even people outside my circle, which is hard because I have to step outside my comfort zone. But getting outside your comfort zone and getting comfortable with the uncomfortable helps you learn and grow. And I think that's probably what my life is like now, is that I'm always growing. I'm not stuck in the same old things over and over again.
Very cool. Very cool. So my experience with working steps on mat services is pretty limited. Like I say, I've never worked on my methadone. I may or may not have worked some steps in and out of different treatment facilities, things like that, when I was using Suboxone. But nothing, really just writing, not actually working steps and not with a sponsor or anything like that. I do recall working a portion of my first step while I was still on the Vivitrol shot. And I don't really recall, like I say, I don't recall when it stopped or when I exactly stopped taking it. So I didn't really see a difference with that specific MAT. I really appreciate what was shared right now about, having these substances in your system and leading into a place where when they're not there, I'm able to be more honest with myself. Right, that's huge. That's huge for me. Like any minor mood-altering substance is going to inhibit that factor just a little bit, and it's also for me going to block a connection with my higher power, or to some extent, right? Regardless of what I'm taking, if I'm taking something, right? Not that I can't have the connection, not that I can't be honest, right? But it's going to be dulled to some sense, And so, the transition and becoming fully willing to surrender for me just meant like there's such a freedom behind digging into step work. Like it's a freedom, and it's a freedom that works, right? It's a freedom that it doesn't work because we say it works. It doesn't work because I say it works. It works because it's been working for millions of people for decades. For decades and decades, people have found freedom from active addiction, learned a new way to live through step work, sponsorship, service work, regular meeting attendance. And that's just a fact, regardless of how I feel or what services I was on. The life on life's terms become just that. They become life on life's terms. They become bearable. They become you can deal with it, right? You can process things versus like pushing everything down. We become a part of these communities, and we watch the people around us grow exponentially, right? And we watch them at the same time that they get these things back in their life. They get freedom. They get husbands and wives and homes and businesses. At the same time, they lose people, right? We lose people that we love near and dear, and people that we love get incarcerated, and all these terrible things happen because that's just life. And the difference is that I don't have to stuff myself down. I don't have to push this pain down anymore. Like, I have an opportunity, right, to show up for myself and to walk through whatever's happening on a day to day. My life today is absolutely beautiful, and that's the goods and the bads, the ups and the downs. I have an amazing sponsor, and I have awesome, amazing sponsees, and I have an NA community around me. It loves me no matter what, and they keep showing up no matter what, even when I don't want to. Okay? Even when I'm over it for the day, I have enough people that call in and check on me to know that, like, I'm part of a community, right, that is here for the betterment of us as a whole, as a we thing. I definitely implore anyone that's listening to this, or anyone that is, battling back and forth with math services and what should I do and what shouldn't I do, and is NA right for me, to know that, like, the facts are that there are millions of people that this program has worked for. There are millions of people that have been incarcerated for years, if not decades, right, and spent time living a lifestyle outside of drug use, right, that is just terrible, right, and 100%. It's a nonstop exhaustion, has been for me. And so, the message is that we are recovering. We are waiting on you, right? And regardless of what math services, there is a fellowship that is awaiting you with, like, open arms, right? And we really want you to be a part of it.
All right, well, I want to thank you both very much for opening up on this conversation and sharing your experience, strength, and hope. Thank you for logging on early in the morning and being of service to your fellow NA members that are on the inside. And I just want to reiterate, we are waiting for you to come home, or even if you can find NA on the yard, we would love to see you show up. So, thank you again, both of you, Lauren and LP. I
Thank you.
appreciate you. I appreciate your service and your willingness.
If you would like to speak directly with a member of Narcotics Anonymous, please contact our phone line at 844-991-AZ. Again, that's 844-991-2962.